Icon Ministry and Catholic Influences presents the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We invite you to join Father Rob as he reflects on the Sunday Gospel readings and how we can apply these reflections to our lives today.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. For God so loved the world. The world is not only talking about Christians. It's not only talking about those who live the Christian life. It's not only talking about those who are in obedience with God. God loves the world, the sinners, those who have been miles and miles away from God for years. God loves the world so much. He loves people of all religions. He loves everyone. But here's the thing, not everyone can receive this love and not everyone can respond to this love. Just like a parent loves every child, sometimes children rebel and they take it against the parents and they run away from home. Yes, your door is open. Yes, you'll welcome them home. But sometimes children choose to stay away. And as a result, they are unable to receive the love, to live in the household of God, and eventually also to live in the name of the family. They totally disassociate themselves. Now, this is the way it works with God. God loves all sinners. He will never stop opening the door. And the church, this is what the church is doing. It is aggressively trying to open its doors to the sinner. But the sinner must come in and must live within the family. Like Jesus, he went out to the sinners. He went out to the world. He went out to those who were sinful. And he told them, come in. You're welcome to come in. But sin no more. Sin no more. Be pure, be holy, be like me. But if they sinned again, you think Jesus said, no, don't worry about it. Stay there. Come as you are. That's the worst song that you could ever think. Come as you are. No, come broken. Come as a sinner, but don't stay as you are. You come as you are once, and then every other moment you come with a little step closer and a little step. Now, this is not to say that we don't sin, that we don't mess up, but we need to be constantly on a road to conversion, a road to becoming like Jesus. And yes, sometimes it's one step forward and 20 steps back, but we come forward again. We need to pray that our hearts will be opened. Our doors will be opened to the sinners, to the broken, to those who don't fit in. I spend my whole life going out into the world to sinners. I go into clubs and schools and conferences, and I go to places where people, where God is the furthest away from their heart, because this is what Jesus does for us. He goes into the world, but with a message of, please come home. Come home. Come, turn away from your sin and believe in the good news. This is what we did on Ash Wednesday. And this is also speaking to us. Jesus, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He died on the cross and gave us a way to turn away from our sins. So Lord, give us the strength to have open doors, but also in our own lives. Let us always, always be on the road to conversion, road to becoming more like you. Let us not get comfortable on this road or in this river and be taken back to where we started. Make us more like you. Make us holy. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We pray that it has blessed you and encouraged you in your faith. If you're looking for an extended explanation of the Sunday Mass readings and relevant life issues from a Catholic perspective, be sure to check out the Catholic Influences podcast, hosted by Father Rob, Alyssa Aegis, Justine Hughes, and Augie Angrisano. This podcast is available on all online platforms. You can also follow us on social media on Instagram, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. All social media links can be found on our website at catholicinfluencerspodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us an email at podcast@iconministry.com. We are so blessed to be able to reach millions of people here in this ministry, but it is only possible through the generous and ongoing support of our Icon Ministry partners and donors. If you'd like to support us, please visit iconministry.com/donate. We invite you to check out our other faith resources and online courses at iconministry.com, and we look forward to joining you on this podcast again next week. God bless.